I got my new ting imported. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford it. Look what I did with the bag. Look what I did with the bag. I got a ting in the back. And I ain't taking no chat. I got my new ting imported. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford
it. Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Hi guys. Get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, you know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you wanna look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.
Unfiltered people, we back up in the building, man. Express Truth Show. How is everyone doing, man? Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, man. And people, just like I said last week, these clips are getting more and more and more. So when you see them come up, jump on, leave a comment, hit the like button, and hit the share button, man. Because you can see we're pumping out these clips at a fast rate. Now, don't get it twisted. We were the long form kings. But some of you ain't got no attention span, man. It's like you got TikTok brain. And I'm not going to lie, you know, I've got TikTok brain myself because it come in like you can't watch long form content. So we have to join the club. It's all about clips. Shout out Express Truth Highlights as well. Big up yourself. No delay. Steven, what's going on, man?
Yo, gang, making Thursdays great again, never late again. It's the greatest show on earth. The dynamic duo back in full effect. Your favorite podcast. Changing the world one Thursday at a time. You know what's fam? Unfiltered, unbiased, and unapologetic, man. Talk to me nice, G. Where we at, sir?
Yeah, man, we in the building, man. Can't really complain about too much.
Yo,
people.
Big up all. Hold on, sorry, G. I'm cutting, man. Big up the blood clot admin, yeah? I see you putting in the overtime. Man, trying to get a Christmas bonus in February, you know? What's wrong with him, blood?
Yeah, Express Truth admin, the on job, I'm not going to lie. People, follow the Instagram.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Run, please.
Yeah, listen to
don't make him run.
Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
People, follow the Instagram, man. Follow the Instagram.
Fam, even you, as I even told you, fam, like people keep like, yo, I'm DMing you and that. Blood, don't DM my Instagram, people. Man, don't respond to DMs. Also, I don't even run it no more. I gave the login to the admin, cover. I can't be bothered, G.
That's what I'm going to do with mine, you know. What are you saying? You reckon he'll run mine as well?
He can run it, fam. He can run it. But fam, I even gave post. Him to post, fam. I tell him when and when to post. I tell him, like, yo, post when I give you things to post, man. But the Express Truth one, just keep going full retard, fam.
Yeah, man. I swear down, Stephen, the Express Truth one, for like the last 3 days, yeah?
Yeah.
Every time I go onto my phone, there's like 100 likes.
Because he posted that. Why did he post? He posted that madness in Bartley Green, innit?
Yeah, I clocked that.
That's
I seen that.
Like half a million views.
Half a million. Trust, that's crazy. Then I seen they posted
the Soho Road one.
So that was horrible. You know what, Stephen? I know this weren't in the show, you know, but you just reminded me we need to talk on that.
Talk to me, man.
What's wrong with people, man? What is wrong with people? I can't believe, yeah. The man come blowing down Soho Road, which is a heavily populated area. The man come racing down Soho Road like his name's Michael Schumacher, yeah? And they said that he killed 4 people, Stephen. Like, what's going on? Like, this is what I'm saying. If you guys can't manage these high-powered vehicles, don't drive them. Don't drive them. Or if you're into these M3s and M4s and all these mad cars that these men are driving, go and get extra driving courses, because you don't, a lot of you man don't know how to drive these cars. In Erdington, RIP to that family. There was another one in Coventry. yesterday. Big up Burmsey's grime. There was another one in Coventry. Stephen, the man's come flying over the roundabout like he was in a jet or something, and just licked off one man's, I don't even know what the whip is, but just lick it out the way like it was snooker ball licking another one.
Yeah, these men are crazy, G. And you know what it is? It's funny you mentioned those high-performance cars. You know what man are doing? Man are putting icing on the frigging cake. You're getting the high-performance cars, Mark, and a lot of the time they're then taking it a step further and they're mapping the vehicles, man. So performance, speed, everything's gone through the roof, man. I'm saying you can't drive it at normal spec. Like, why would you double up or triple up the spec and the speed of the car? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
I know, man. I don't get what's wrong with people, because I got a hate for men that drive like that, because imagine them innocent people that were just sitting in traffic on Soho Road. And the maddest thing, Stephen, there's times I'm on Soho Road, you know.
Yeah, of course.
There's times I'm sitting down in traffic on Soho Road. Like, imagine that could be anybody just sitting there and the man's just come and killed them for nothing. What a waste of life. And this is what I'm saying. They're saying that dude survived. They're saying he survived. Throw him, give him 100 years, man. Give him up. That's life. He killed four people. Mark,
you know, I've been thinking about it. You know, it's kind of good that he survived. Live with that, fam. Sit down somewhere in the bin and live with that, man. Pussy old.
Ain't it? Because what is that? You think, when you see the footage, yeah, what was that? Is he under the influence or man just lost the car? I know it doesn't matter because the outcome's the outcome.
He could have just lost the car, Mark, because I've seen it many a time. Like, I think even like some of those ones that you aforementioned in Erdington as well, I think it was similar circumstances where mans have literally tried the boy racer, tried the Michael Schumacher, tried the Lewis Hamilton, and they've just lost it. Because usually, a lot of the time, they don't even hit anything, you know. You know, a lot of the time, you just go in at them speeds and like the back might go. And unless you're like a certified driver, you know, some from the back goes and then a man can't catch it and then it tail spins, it's over, G.
Yeah, man, I'm not into that at all. And them cars are crazy. Them cars, they're powerful. Like, these men just don't know what they're doing. But listen, those people who lost their life, RIP, man.
Every time.
What a horrible way to go. You know what I mean? Come on, Birmingham, man. Not Birmingham, but the man who are racing like that in Birmingham. Do better. Do better. You see what I'm saying? If you can't drive them cars, don't bother with it. Simple as that. See what I mean? Now you've gone and took away people for nothing. So I just wanted to address that real quick. But differently from that, though, Stephen, what are you saying, man?
Yo, I can't complain, you know, fam. Things are always bright. Things are always orange. You get me? It's the Express Tube Show unfiltered and that gang, blood clot gang.
So, all right. Today, I want to start with this cartel trial, you know, because we've kind of let this build up still. I'm not going to lie. We've let this one build up. Now, Vybz Kartel, people, I would say this is the current king of dancehall. That's mad. He's been incarcerated for over a decade, but he's still the king of dancehall.
So long?
He's been locked up since about 13.
Mighty judge, man.
Yeah, man, he's been locked up since about 2013. Could have been before that. But
before.
He's done a solid time, though. But he's doing a retrial right now, Stephen, in England. They're running like a retrial kind of thing. And I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that it's came over here, because it's almost like, yo, you couldn't sort it out over there, so you've had to bring it here kind of vibe. And then we're seeing little corruption and things like that going on. But I know Kartel's your artist, though.
Oh.
Have you been following the trial?
Mark, you know, I haven't been, I kind of know it a little bit, but I'm not going to say I've been religiously following it. When there's updates, our pre-Wagwan, like this update you've given us, because I know there was the article, but I haven't even found the 2 minutes to read it yet, man.
All right, we'll read it right now.
Answer some questions for me and the listeners, Why has it come to the UK? Like, wagwan.
Okay, let's read the article. Let's read the article, people, from the mainstream media.
Gotcha.
Vybz Kartel murder conviction appeal begins in the UK. Jailed dancehall star Vybz Kartel is set to appeal his murder conviction in the courts today. Kartel, whose real name is Adija Palmer, is currently serving a minimum of 32 years in a Jamaican prison after he was found guilty of killing an associate, Clive Lizard Williams, in 2014. During the hearing to that, it must have been 2014, so I was wrong at the start. Let me correct that now. During the hearing...
It might be coming up to 10 then, because remember we were in 24?
Yes, so I think I was right with 10, but it just wasn't 13. So... during the hearing at the Privy Council in London yesterday, Kartel's lawyer, Izzat Bunikan, said that the 48-year-old star was not granted a fair trial and said he hopes his conviction is quashed. The appeal court heard that the jury could have been put under pressure to deliver a verdict in Kartel's case because the judge finished his summing up late in the afternoon on March the 13th, 2014. A final decision... sorry, people. You know when I'm reading, I'm hearing my voice. A final decision is not expected immediately and could take up to 3 months. Kartel has been behind bars for almost a decade, along with Sean Campbell, who is known as dancehall star Sean Storm. Karina Jones and Andrew St. John, his highly publicized trial, lasted 65 days and was the longest running court trial in Jamaica's history. Last year, it was reported that the imprisoned entertainer's health had deteriorated as he's been battling Graves' disease. Kartel was sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for parole after 35 years. Campbell and Jones would also be eligible for parole after 25 years, while St. John would be eligible after 15 years. So he's soon ready to come out. Despite being behind bars for almost a decade, Kartel remains one of the biggest music stars and is fondly referred to as the King of Dancehall, I would agree, by some of his biggest hits include Clarks and Summertime. At the height of his career, Kartel also branched out into other areas of business and launched successful lines of shoes, condoms, and alcohol. His popularity in Jamaica and around the world also saw him become the first dancehall artist to have his own reality TV show. You remember that, Stephen?
Teacher's Pet.
So if the appeal at the Privy Council is dismissed, let me start that again. Apologies, people. If the appeal at the Privy Council is dismissed, Kartel will be eligible for parole in 2046. So that's the update. Sorry about my reading there, people. I'm hearing myself read and read. What are you saying? So Kartel...
with me, I said.
They're running another trial for him. Boy, first of all, it's mad that it's come here, but I know there was like talk of corruption and things of that nature, but it's mad that Jamaica's judicial system about to come to the UK. That's crazy.
Well, I think it's mad, Mark, that they're speaking about, of course, those kind of, you can be bought anywhere, but it's more likely to be bought, you're more likely to be able to buy a court like in the Caribbean and maybe... certain African countries and, you know what I mean, and Eastern countries and, you know, them places there.
Yeah.
But the man's already locked up now, so I'm saying, how much corruption can there be? Because clearly, like, it wasn't going for him from Jump Street. You know what I'm trying to say? Else he wouldn't have been found guilty initially. So I don't see, like, where the sudden concern has come from, unless they were for sure certain, like, nah, they're going to overturn it. Because if it gets overturned now, so if he gets, like, what, the not guilty verdict or whatever the case would be, what would happen then, have they said? Would it be immediate release, reduced sentence? What would happen?
If he gets overturned, it'd probably be a reduced sentence, depending on what it is, isn't it? Because there's claims of corruption. One of the jury took a bribe from the in that original court case. So that's why this is all going on.
Didn't help, did it?
It never helped, no. But it's like, you know what it is, Stephen? I remember that case well, you know, because I was into that case at the time.
Facts.
I was really into that, and I'm not going to lie, you know, I like Cartel just as much as the next man, but my man was doing a lot, you know.
Nah, he was.
He was doing a lot because he would have took things to a next level. He already did take things to a next level. Sorry, let me turn this down because I keep messing up. I'm hearing myself. Apologies, people. I had the thing too loud. That won't happen again. So, yeah. So, Cartel, he already took Dancehall to another level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said in that, the man had his own condom line. The man had his own liquor.
Street vibes.
The man had his own reality show.
He Jazz Pit.
My man was... He kind of made Dancehall... I think if he was out, it would have went a different direction. Because some man just took his thing and went full retard with it. True. Whereas... he was still kind of a balanced kind of artist. But I don't see how this gets overturned, you know. Now, I'm not the biggest legal person by any stretch of the imagination, but when you look into that case, in a European court, forget that. In the United Kingdom, yeah, if this gets overturned, he's done well. Because, why, there was one voice note. Have you heard that voice note, Stephen?
Nah. Talk to me.
Why, I might have to send it you. I'll send it you after this. There's a voice note, yeah, on Cartel's BlackBerry. It's on the internet. And it's of...
along with my tarbot lizard.
Yeah, when he's talking about, yo, when the brother comes in here, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. I can't see how my man's going to bust the case. That was very damning. And remember, they didn't find nobody. I never found nobody. I remember you can hear him in the voice recording, Stephen, saying, yo, the man thief my... I don't even want to swear, but yo, the man thief my shoes and... you know when he's talking about shoes, you know what he's on about?
Thank you, man, for clerks.
Family, he's talking about straps, man.
Oh, man.
It was two... My man had two of them sittings from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. You know, like them ones man's had in World War One.
The old school.
The muskets, man. Man had them muskets, you know, them ones with them men's when the frigging cowboys came in. You know, them brothers that had on the Abraham Lincoln wigs and that,
yeah. The old school revolvers,
it was two of them big muskets. He had two of them.
That's the original Smith and Wessons and that, you know.
He had two of them. So, I think what they're saying happened was Lizard, RIP. I'm not involved in no road business in yard or none of that, but RIP, the man got murdered. But he thought, going by the voice notes that are on the internet, he thought that my man stole them things in it from him. So apparently that's why it happened. Allegedly, that's why it happened. But in the voice note, though, you hear Cartel talking. So I'm saying, yo, in a UK court, to bust that, you'll be doing very well. But if he does come out though, I think he revitalizes Dancehall.
Facts.
If he can get out and be in a proper studio and make proper videos and collaborate properly with other artists, I think he brings back Dancehall, you know. Because Dancehall hasn't had a big star since Cartel. Hasn't. Not to that level. You know what I mean? To that level of, like, global recognition. Like, if you go on TikTok, there's, like, white girls and all that. Yo, Free World Boss and... you know what I mean? So, my man's influence is undeniable, man.
Yeah, because look how much man tried teeth him style and rare. Look how much artists have come and gone since. Like you said, he's been on top, man, the whole decade, under a decade, however much time he's been gone. Man's still running the roads, man.
Yeah, man, he's like the... Cartel is like the face of dance, so You know, with a case like this, I'm going to keep it real with you, Stephen. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out. I will be surprised because of the evidence that when I heard that voice note, I was like, yeah, my man's done. That voice note was crazy. However, you never know, Stephen, because my man is worth a lot. He represents a lot of money if he does come out for Yard. Let's keep it real. Like, it would be crazy if Carto came out. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a waste of talent too, because my man kind of had it. He would have been huge if he never went prison. He'd have been massive, man. But the fact that the bad man thing, that's why I say the bad man thing, you can't mix it. You can't mix it at all. You just can't mix
it. It don't work.
It don't
work at all, G. Don't work at all, man. When you're the cash cow, man, like, I'm not trying to promote nothing, but yo, you'd think that you've got mans doing things for you. You know what I'm saying?
It made more sense. Nah, but he did, but he was there though, innit?
Should even be there, brother.
Nah, you should definitely, I mean, like you said, it's mad that he was there, but you gotta probably remember, you know, like, in them days there, if Cartel probably told a man to jump, a man would say, how high?
Bible?
See what I'm saying? So if he's probably saying to a man, yo, my man's gotta go, he's gotta go?
Yes, people, it's really, really cold out here right now. But I've got a great recommendation for you. So if you're walking out during these winter months and your head's a little bit cold, but you want to remain trendy, purchase one of these. Now, they are available in 9 colours, and you can click the link in the description box below to get yours right now.
But speaking of artists in prison.
Yeah.
2 more UK artists are in prison.
Oh, Lord. Who else now, bro?
Mitch and Dig That.
Oh, fucking hell, man. What's going on? Is there something in the water right now? What's going on, man? All these brothers just, it seems like they're wasting their talent, man.
It's hard, man. It's hard because...
Start local, man. Start local.
All right, we'll start with Mitch, yeah. I don't know what to say. Like, the only thing it could be is that they're not being paid properly. They're not making it. They might not be making the money that we think they're making. Because if a man's a signed artist, yeah, how much units does he really have to move to make money? These are the questions that really need to be asked nowadays.
Mark, sorry to cut you, Kate. That's a very good question, you know, but you know, if we're going to start there, we have to look at the whole thing, because you have to remember with your music, because you hear that Ross Geezer, you know who that is, isn't it, in the States?
Yeah.
Because he's independent, he's always talking about it, and he's like, yo, the numbers and rare. But apparently, it depends on the deals, man, but you have to remember, like, a lot of these mans are signing... The deals they're signing aren't good. There might be 360 deals. There might be 720. There might be all kind of frigging degrees that they're signing. So that means the splits might not be that good. So your signing fee might be good. Could be half a mil, could be a mil, whatever. But the recoup's not that good. So and you know how a lot of these men are? It's an image thing as well. So, all right, man gets, for argument's sake, yeah, man gets signed for... A mil, yeah, Mark.
Mm.
How much is he losing in tax right off the top? 400?
40%? Yeah, 400.
Or is it 40 back?
Nah, but would it work the same way though, Stephen? Because remember, that wouldn't that be the label advance? Would that work the same way as like an income?
Because it's an income because you're a signed artist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 40% then. That's 400 racks.
Yeah, I'd assume so, Mark, because remember, if I'm signing UK, you know what I'm saying? You work for me. It's not a gift.
Oh, okay. So it is an income then.
I would assume so.
Okay.
Correct me in the comments if I'm...
Yeah, correct us in the comments if we're wrong. But so we're going to assume it's an income.
For this hypothetical, we'll assume it is. So that's that's 400. Fam, before you even took a deep breath, you know, boom, you're down to 600 racks. You know you got to get a whip. You're a big rapper and that now. Especially if your lyrics are boosting road and all of that. You can't drive no Corsa, G. So I got to drop racks in a German. More than likely, I've previously been to jail or I've been on the roads. Never had a 9-to-5. So my credit's non-existent. So I'm gonna have to either, if they even let me credit anything, I'm gonna have to drop something ridiculous or I'm gonna have to cash out. So that's 600. Let's take off 40. I'll be generous, I'll be nice. Take off another 40, G. So you got 560 left, yeah. Same thing again. You wanna buy a house and all of that. Also, and if you you can't even buy a house, you might have to trust certain in your mom's name or your girl's name if you got a little wife or something. Because even though you have the money, we know how England set up, they want to see the paper trail. So you have to show that this money come from nowhere. It can't just appear in your bank account one day. So there's accommodation, so you probably can't get certain, so you might have to be renting certain. So you might be, but you can't just rent in a little high rise block. You gotta rent a penthouse, man. So that could be a rack, 1200 a month. Bingo, bango off that. Then you got to get jewels. That could be another 20. I'm not even keeping count of the numbers now. Then you got to feed the streets. That could be another 20. Then you might want to do something for mommy and wife. Come on, bro. You blink that gun, fam. New wardrobe. You blink, that's gone, G.
I remember them man ain't seeing
money,
that M as
that
well.
That money is not coming in regularly. Even if you're touring regular, you might not be getting any of that money. The tour money might go all straight back to the label, G. Same with streaming. Same with everything. So in the grand scheme of things, oh, man, got signed for 2 million. Fun. By the time you quint and blink and that gone, you could be working for free.
You know what it is? I think what you've just broken down there is facts. And it just made me think, you know, these men probably need money management. Because what I'm saying is, yeah, you signed, you've got an advanced, you're making videos, you're making songs, you're putting songs out on Spotify. Worst case, a man must be able to survive without going back to the road. And I know a lot of men, as I'm saying this, a lot of men will be saying, nah, not true because, it's not true because there's greed involved, which I do understand greed. But I think this next crop of UK rappers need to learn some level of money management, probably. I think the whole heap of designer clothes and fancy cars, I think they need some kind of money management team to be able, because something's wrong. I said this, I don't know what I said this on, but think about it, Stephen, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the Premier League. There might be 1,000 men in it, for conversation's sake. There might be 1,000 men in terms of players, management, coaching staff, whatever else. There might be 1,000 men, probably more than that, I don't know. Now I'm saying, out of 1,000 men in the Premier League, if 100 was locked up, there would be documentaries made and everything about why. UK rap is now an industry, and you have to think, man are in and out of prison all day. UK rap industry is just like the road, Stephen. UK rap industry is just the road. You know, like them Americans used to say, the rap game's like now the trap game.
Facts.
That's what it's like. Like the UK rap industry is just the road. And I'm going to say the same thing that I said on the scraps discussion. There's man who would literally give their right arm to even have 10,000 men listening to their thing on Spotify. Come on. Like, so the mans that are getting opportunities, yeah, are wasting it. And then it's not even just that. Mans are being signed in prison. Shout out KB. Shout out the brother from Liverpool. What's his name? A1.
Yeah.
Or A-Star, something like that.
No, A-Star.
A-Star, that's
A-Star, Charles Scouse Trappings. Scouse Trapping Traps.
Yeah. Scouse Trapping Trems, his name is.
Trems, that's it.
My man's free though, innit?
I think so.
The other brother's in prison. This is what I'm saying. It's becoming almost like synonymous with like prison. Like a lot of these men are in and out of prison. This is what I'm saying. And then you got to think someone like Mitch, yeah, the word plays there. The talent level's there, you know.
Delivery.
I remember Mitch was on fire in 2019. You know when he first come out?
Yeah.
He was on fire, so it's like that momentum. He could have got it back. You know what I mean? He could have got that momentum back. So it's just mad to see a man waste more time like that. And it bonds me, you know. Mitch, big up yourself, man. Well, it bonds me, man, because it's like, you're getting on, Mitch, man. And I know you can do something in this music thing. Because the tune with D-Double, it was a big tune, man. Like, you can definitely do something.
I like
music.
That. And I like the one with, is it Back Row G as well?
Yeah, that was the first one. So, it's mental, man. I don't know. So we dig that now. What did Dig That do?
Family, hold on. Dig That was living his lyrics, man.
Was he still active? Because I ain't heard no songs from him in a minute.
Not musically, but he was active. I'm here, but people online are saying that he must have been defending himself, like someone was trying to rob him or something, but I don't know about all of that. I can only go by this. A man from Deptford has been charged with attempted murder and firearms charges. Nathan Tolsky is alleged to have attempted to murder a man in West London on November 20 last year. Tolsky, 24, of Grove Street in Deptford, appeared at Bromley Magistrates Court on February 19, 2024. As well as attempted murder, he is accused of possessing a firearm with intent to endanger life / enable an other to do so. He was also charged with possessing 3 9mm Parabellum caliber bullets for a firearm. So he was on smoke, G. He was on smoke. I don't know if he was on the music so much, because I know when he first came out the gate, I know Bouncer was managing him, wasn't he?
A big up Bouncer.
Big up Bouncer. Like you said, I haven't heard much from him musically though. But it seems like he fell back into the spell of the roads as well. I don't know what's going on. Like it's like a lot of it's like the Nines album, man. Like one foot out, one foot in. I don't even know, man. Cause it's like well, man can only speculate because we're not in the music world. But if I had to try and use some of the grey matter that I have in my head, I would say like it alludes to what you were saying earlier and what we always say. Maybe the numbers in this music thing definitely aren't adding up to what it appears to be. To the fact that, like, I'm supposed to be this big rapper. I'm talented. I've got this career. I'm charting. I'm doing this. My numbers are doing well. But I'm still having to keep one foot on the road. That means everything can't be adding up, man. Either these labels aren't paying what they're supposed to pay, or they're yamming out everything, man. Because I know, and I agree with what you said about the financial literacy and the money management courses. That could be said in everything. But what I'm trying to say is, do you feel like it could be money mismanagement to a level where, oh shit, now I need to get back on the roads? Do you feel like that could be a possibility?
Yeah, I feel like it plays a large part, Stephen, because I feel like a lot of these rappers, like you said, they've got an image to uphold. And you got to remember, if you're rapping certain things in your bars about like certain bread that you're getting, you've got to live up to it. So remember, if you're a man, you know, who's into, say, Fendi, you might spend thousands every season on that, you know. Like, it's the habits. You have to think, Stephen, it's the habits. Like, the designer trainers, the designer clothes. You know what I mean? You're running around this, you're running around in that whip. There's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses activity going on. Now, I'm saying, if you're a man who's buying bare designer and doing all of that, it's hard to uphold that image. You're going to eventually, it's just not conducive. It's just not a conducive lifestyle to live. Not to a man who's not making disposable income like that. And you got to remember, UK rap's still in its infancy. So maybe only the top 15% are really getting it like that. But it's like I seen a, I'll say a next band from bro, Big Up Millions. I seen a video of Millions was in a jeweler. And the jeweler's like, yo, man just cut two, not one. My man's thing ain't normal. He just cut two. You like putting the battery in man's back, Stephen. But it's like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, you see when you're putting out videos like that, not Millions, but the jeweler, it makes it look like, yo, a man can just spend 50 like it's nothing. And you probably can, but how long can you do that for? Is that really a long-term thing? Unless you're someone like Stormzy, come on. Or Dave or someone like that who's really crossed over, or Central C.
Or maybe a Skepta as well.
Or a Skepta. Yeah. That kind of money, it's just not a sensible thing to do yet. Until you kind of... I'm not saying you're not eating, you know. But investment...
Until you know it's coming in week to week, month to month, day to day.
Yeah, you should really be using that money. And I'm like I said, I'm just hypothetically speaking. You should kind of be using that money to make sure, yo, if things don't pop off in this music thing, I can still eat food, I can still make money. But like, it don't have to be on the road. You see what I mean? You can invest in any kind of other things, find the next artist, build up a studio, I don't know. But I just don't understand why, like, times get rough and man's go back to the road. And this is not just a Mitch problem. All these men are at it. And what, it doesn't matter whether you got beef or tracks, whether you're selling things on the road or, like, you got to just, I think once you get to a certain space and someone's investing money in you, because it's an investment,
100%.
You should be able to say, you know what? I've got an opportunity here. Let me bounce from what I was doing before. Let me leave that lifestyle alone. Any man who's trying to persuade me to do that, respectfully, I'm going to have to cut them off. Come on, man. We're not children. We have to grow up. We have to. And like I said, UK rap, it's still in its infancy as far as the success side of things. So a man has to know, long-term thinking, do you want to be a, I mean, you got them dudes as well, like D-Block Europe and all them kind of brothers in it, who are doing their thing. So, I don't know.
Big up them man as well. They're gone clear, man, selling out O2 and all of that. They're gone clear, G.
That exactly, but to be able to get to that level, you probably have to put your head down and graft for ages. It might take years to get to that point. I mean, you might come out the gate and get to that point, but it could take years. But one thing that I do know is you can't waste your opportunity.
Nope.
And this conversation's being had way too much. It's being had way too much, man. These rappers just won't leave the road alone. I don't get it. Because I think Mitch has gone for about 3 now. Hopefully he'll be out before them, but momentum can die. See what I mean? I'm not saying you can't pick it back up, but at some point you have to look and say, yo, I can invest in other things besides the road. And there's no way like you said earlier, I'm not promoting those certain lifestyles or nothing, but if your back was against the wall and you have to do that, why are you doing it? Invest somewhere else, man.
Listen, bud, it starts as simple as investing yourself, man. Some of this money the label gives you, or you accumulate from music, put it back into yourself, man. Pull it back into equipment, a studio, your next project. Pull it back into you, man. If you can't bet on you, how can you expect a label or an exec or anyone else to?
Exactly. Exactly. And then it hurts the next man coming through as well, who's cut from your cloth. Because if I'm a label boss and I've put I've pumped 100k into you and I've lost my money because you locked up. The next man who comes along, I'm going to tailor the deal specifically in case anything goes wrong, and that don't benefit the artists. The Americans went through this at one point in time too. So it's just, it's a waste, man. It's a waste of talent. And we have, like I said, we're having this conversation way too much. So hopefully them brothers get it together, man. Hopefully. So, all right, I want to get into this council tax talk now.
Bloody hell. Go on.
You know what, Stephen? Every single time I look at these headlines, yeah? These UK headlines, it's some major depressing, something to make
business.
Everything. So I started from here. I think in the span of 2 weeks, we've heard we're now officially in a recession. Council taxes to reach record highs.
Lovely.
MOTs are to reach record highs.
Of course.
It's just nothing but bad news. And I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, did the government want these? What did they want the people them to do? Did they want people in depressed? Did they want people depressed? Because that's all that's being pushed right now. That's it. The only thing they're pushing is depression and worry and concern. That's all that's being pushed in the mainstream media. That's all that's being... You got to think, you know, a man who don't believe he's got a reason to live, it must be very difficult for a brother like that right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like a man who's just living to get up, work, go home, sleep, get back up, work, go home, sleep, get back up, work.
Mark, let's be honest. What's that? What would you say? Is that 98% of the population?
Yeah. But I'm saying you got people within that who will say, like, let's say somebody like might look and say, like, okay, well, I've got a family life, or boom, I've got whatever it may be, that, you know, that takes you away from that reality, whatever that may be, that brings you to that happy place.
But Mark,
some people don't even have that again, Stephen.
Okay, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just wanted to add this point.
Yeah.
Some people don't even have that, I believe, truly, you know, because this is why you know everything is sometimes you can look and if you've got some form of intelligence, you can see that things are by design. Because I know we say it sound like a broken record, but just look at social media, G, because you could have all of those things and be like, oh, yeah, I'm all right. And then go online. Yeah. Mark, it's literally gotten to the point. All right. You remember, what's my girl's name? And they said she died. Is it Little Vicky? What's the girl's name? No, Tay. What's her name, blood? Tay Wow or something? What's her name?
Little Tay.
That's it. Respect, G. Yeah. Little Tay. You know, she started that. Look at you. You're broke. Oh, I got enough. This house costs more than you rent. This house costs more than you rent. Literally. And you know, she was like a meme parody thing. Literally, every video is like that now, Mark. You go on a bloody YouTube ad. Ah, oh, are you sitting at home broke? Yeah, I was broke as well in England. Now I'm here in Dubai and I'm a trillionaire. How did I do it? Click the link. Now it's all that rubbish.
Yeah, I see it.
You're getting led to the poison well. And when you get led to the poison well, if you tell a man I'm not drinking that, they look at you with the side eye like you're an idiot.
I've seen it's them hard, adverts. Man.
It's hard, Mark. It's hard because it goes further than... Before, I agree with you, but I feel like that was a thing of the past. You know, if you could be like, oh, I've got my family structure, I've got this, I've got that. Unless you're mentally strong, it's a thing of the past because a lot of us are fortunate enough to have these things. But people will just be on... People will jump on social media and see, ah, this man's in Dubai, that man's in Dubai, rare, and still feel away. I feel like, oh, how come I don't have that? My life's inadequate. I don't have this. Oh, by this age, you should have 3 Ferraris, a mansion, 100,000 million gonzillion pound in the bank, and 18 side chicks. Like, come on, man. Comparison is the thief of joy. I say it all the time.
And the gender war helps fuel it as well.
That too.
Because you got to remember, you know, when you really lock into these gender wars, yeah, which To be honest, I haven't seen none of them in this year because I've completely locked off from them. But remember at one point, the gender war thing, like, well, it wasn't one point, this was a few months back. But remember at one point, you'd go on like YouTube, TikTok, IG, everywhere you'd go, and there'd just be some video of some girl, he has to at least make six figures. You kind of think there's a lot of people who start to believe them things. They start to believe, because like I say, you only have to ask yourself this question: how much man do you personally know that are making that every year? That's all you have to do. It starts right there. Wow,
that's the top 1%. That's what you don't
exactly
realize.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's literally.
Let me add before tax.
Exactly. It's literally few and far between. But when you go on social media, everyone's getting this bread, killing it, running around, doing this, doing that. But it's not. Someone somewhere is lying. But that's what's being pushed. So a lot of people will, you got to think, it's like extreme highs and extreme lows, like literally in the same day. So you'll have people who will go on socials and everyone's rich and, yo, it's easy. You can learn to do this. There's this one guy that I see on IG who was like, yo, you can make all this money, passive income, DM me and I'll show you how. That's not the case. Your content has to hit like that. There is no secret. There is no Krabby Patty formula. There isn't that. Like, your thing has to hit. When you look at my man, Eddie, you know that, yo, this is rubbish. You know that brother with the food?
Yeah.
Like, my man's, it's viral, but look how long he was trying to do that for. If you was to sit down with him and ask him, he's been trying to do that for years. But it's hit now. Consistency and the right spark, that's the only way to make it. But what it is because so many people are in this state, there's a lot of scammers. Now's the time that the scammers can get rich because they know people want it. They want it fast and they want it without putting any work in. So a lot of people are using that to be able to capture people. And then, so in one breath, you're on social media, everyone's rich, everyone's on holiday, everyone's got the latest whip. And when you go to the mainstream media, it's all doom and gloom. So there's no in between right now. So you got to think, for some of the people, let's say we was like 21 again now. You know how hard it would be to navigate life? I feel it for the youngers, man. Because the girls, it's like, do what you want and you don't need to worry about accountability. So get the bag by any means. They're listening to all this music. Yo, man's meant to pay you this. Man's meant to be making £1 million. So the expectations are through the roof. Then you got in the next breath, you know, the government who are just talking about all this doom and gloom. And, you know, I seen an article and they said in the article, MOT is set to rise to £300 and something. Man. So I looked at this article and I said, what? What? I'm like, okay, I'd get rid of my whip straight. If they're going to take it to that level, I'll jump on a bicycle. When I went onto the article, Stephen, they said in 2074. I'm like,
the year 3000.
I'm like, why would you push that as though it's something to worry about now? When you know people are worried about everything else, then in the same article in the comment section, there was people who were just like, yo, I've reached the end of my tether. A man in the comments was saying that on the article, I've reached the end of my tether, I've budgeted that. He was saying all of that and I just looked at it and I was like, damn, this is crazy. So you got to think about the young people. That's what I'm saying to any man. If you're like a role model or you're an older man in your family, you need to talk and pour into these younger ones and let them know that, listen, you don't need to follow society's standards because a lot of them must feel worthless, man. Obviously, we're older, we've lived a bit in it, whereas a lot of these younger ones now, that's why a lot of them are turning to the road, man. Because think about it, following the system, where's it really going to get you? If you think about if you're them now, How do you talk to a younger man? Like, follow, what's it, where's it going to get him? He's just going to get a man working to live. That's it. 9 times out of 10. And it coming like, that's the plan. Somewhere, someone somewhere has said, that's what needs to go on. I don't want a man to have nothing. Take everything. Take everything, rude boy. That's what I ain't even put demon. I could only laugh. I could laugh now, but that's what it is. Someone somewhere said, you know what? You see them people? F everything. We want everything. I want every penny from them. Even down to, listen, even down to the little single mothers, you know, who are trying to raise a little change on Vinted, where they're selling out all their old clothes and rare, and they're even coming for them, where they've actually bought products, you know, and are now selling them for pennies, and they still want to come for them. Come on, man.
I need it all.
It's mad.
I need it all. Fam, you know what it is? It's regression, you know. We need, it's regression. Well, technology progression, it's definitely hurt us as a people. We need to go back, you know. I know if we need to start, and if you bring back blood, like Blockbuster video, you know. And them thing there, blood. Get rid of some of the frigging technology. I was having a conversation, you know, and I had to think about it. And you'll probably be able to contest this. But I don't know if the little ones are too young. Because I was saying, like, yo, I would hate to be a child of this generation, you know. I'm glad I came up when I did. Because I feel like I actually had a childhood. Like, I wasn't glued to technology. Yeah, man, you used to watch videos and this and that. But, you know, man's used to go outside and do stuff. It's all flipping iPhone, iPad and Roblox now, isn't it?
Yeah.
For these kids, man. Like, they're getting them addicted earlier and earlier, man.
They are regressing, man. They are not. Now more than ever, yeah. You have to kind of, like, now more than ever, you need to be that, you need to be that positive influence. You need to be that person who kind of sets certain standards. But they're even trying to take that away as well, Stephen, because remember, if you try and do that, if you turn around and say to your youth, yo, I only want you to have the iPad 2 days a week, or we'll do some physical activity.
It's abuse.
Then it's abuse. Then it's control. And now you're a narcissist. You know what I mean? There's no way of... they've took. No, let's keep it real.
I'm going to get you the T-shirt, you know, blood.
No, it's the truth.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt that just says, yeah, I'm a narcissist.
They've took away... they've took away man who could really change that, because they've made it where everyone's a victim in it. Everyone's a victim. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. If you turn around and say, I want to govern the household this way, you're now a controlling, covert narcissist, and rare, just because you don't want the children glued to an iPad or nothing. Remember, you can't discipline your children. So you're practically giving them away. You're practically giving them to this system, to this depression. So now you're giving them to a system that will make excuses for everything they do, besides when they do crime. Once they commit a crime, they're going to be punished to the full extent of the law.
But my mom said it was okay.
But everything else, think about it. Nowadays, there's no accountability right up until they're in front of the judge. You know, if people were held accountable,
yeah,
before then, they probably wouldn't even end up in front of the judge.
But Mark, I agree 100%, but you say that like it's an accident, you know. That's how they want it, G.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
That's how they want it, man. They want you to think you can go through living this lawless, unaccountable life. You can get away with everything. And then when you get in front of the judge, but no one ever told me it was wrong. Well, I'm telling you now, 10 years. And then when he licks that gavel and you drop to your knees and that, the police in the courtroom laughing, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's only then. Remember, everyone else, you got to think, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Every other authority figure to that point, nursery, they can't tell them nothing. They can't do and say anything. Primary school, they can't say nothing. Secondary school, they can't tell them nothing. College, they can't say anything. Until eventually, a man steps in front of a judge and he can tell him something. Now the judge can say, what? You done what? Get the hammer. 20 years. Bang. Bang that hammer, and your mom drops to the fleas. Lord God. But by that point, rude girl, you allowed this. You allowed this, and that's when the dad takes the blame. That's when it's now, I never had no dad. Where was your dad? Where was your dad?
Well, Mark, you know,
Mommy,
you know,
let him see. You know what I mean? It's crazy, hey, man.
You know what it is? It's funny you mentioned that, you know. Let me just add this 2 cents before I forget. It's always the excuse, especially when a male youth goes down a criminal path. Oh, my dad wasn't around and all that. But I thought dads weren't shit. You don't need a dad. I can do bad by myself. Mary J. Blige. You don't need nobody. So how come when everything go wrong, it's the dad's fault? But everything go right. Only mom was there.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Method Man said this back in the day. Really, it's true. You know, being a dad's a thankless job. Because if you think about... Look at a LeBron James, yeah? Yeah? Let's break it down. Look at a LeBron James, yeah? We don't even watch basketball. But my man's like a global superstar, innit? In basketball. So... If my man wins some trophies and all that, he's going to go up and say, I want to thank God, I want to thank my mom. That's the order it goes in. But if my man was to go to prison for life, it would be, my dad weren't about. But when everyone's raising up trophies and all that, you don't hear the pops mention at all. And that's what I'm saying. There's been successful in doing that. Western world have been successful now. In making our job really non-existent because you can't have an input.
You know what they're going to say in that example, though? They're going to say his dad weren't about.
Yeah, true, but that's what I'm saying. When he's winning, the dad don't get a mention. But if he was to lose and be in prison for life, it would be the dad's fault. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Because he wasn't there, innit?
Exactly. But that's what I'm trying to say. But then you have to start really looking at yourself now and saying... Some men are genuinely not there because they're genuinely not there and don't want to be there. But there's other men who are not there because they're protecting their mental health.
Yeah, we don't know the behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying. There's some men who have literally, if you, Stephen, when we were covering a lot of these topics, you know, I used to get a lot of messages. I know you did too, but I know you wasn't really hands-on in the DM like that. Facts. I'd get a lot of messages and some of them were like, heartbreaking, man. Like, man just literally saying, like, he can't see his youths whatsoever. Just can't see them. It doesn't matter. So in my head, I'm looking, I'm saying, yo, that's mental. Like, he just can't, like, it doesn't matter. So a man's had to turn around. A man have had to turn around and say, hey, what? If I continue on this path, fighting you, arguing with you, I'm either going to end up behind bars. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to end up in the... What would they call it? In today's world, the madhouse. So you're either going to end up in the system, right? It's all the system one way or another.
One way or another.
So a lot of men, I know that back in the day when we used to talk about fathers, sometimes I'd even say, nah, my man's supposed to fight. But eventually a man has to turn around and be like, you know what? Am I going to keep doing this until my head goes? Or am I going to try and live the rest of my life? Because remember, we ain't going to be here forever, Stephen.
At all.
We ain't going to be. So are you going to spend the next however long? Remember, like we've said this time and time again, we can't see time. It could be 5 years left. It could be 20. It could be 50. It could be 100. We don't know. So are you going to waste what time you do have left worrying and being depressed? Or are you going to try and live some sort of life? Because right now, these people are trying to reduce it down to survival. That's it. I think that they will be successful. I think you give the Tories another...
I think, Mark, they already are, to be honest.
It's not there yet. Not just yet, Stephen. It's very close, though. It's very close.
Yeah, I think they're getting closer by the frigging day, if I'm being honest.
I think another year like this, we're there. Another year like this, we are there because you're already seeing it. The British Gas advert. The British Gas advert is a man, yeah, sitting down in his kitchen with his coat and everything on. And I'm like, yo, That's how people are living it. This is what I'm saying, though, because remember,
what do you mean that's the advert? What do you mean that's the advert?
Listen, the advert is a man sitting down in his kitchen with his coat and all that on because he can't turn on the heating, bro. And they're like, we're here to help. What? Family, I felt like, listen, I felt like I'll kick over the TV, you know. Even though my TV's on the wall, I felt like pulling it down from the wall. Because I'm like, you really disrespecting people like that? After you've just made 700 mil? And you're talking about we're here to help? We lower down
fam,
the price?
All then? These companies hate, man, fam. There's other companies that have done worse, you.
Break it down.
Oh, okay.
break it down.
Hold on. 1 second. I got it here. None of these companies care, man. And like, I'm not just talking at the mouth no more. I'm giving examples now. We're giving examples now. Okay. Sephora, the beauty retail giant, recently achieved a significant financial milestone by reaching $10 billion profit in revenue in North America for the fiscal year 2023. However, the company faced unexpected backlash from its employees after an attempted gesture of appreciation for their contributions fell flat. Following the unprecedented financial success, Sephora reportedly distributed packages containing individually wrapped cookies. Sorry, people. Individually wrapped cookies adorned with the company logo, accompanied by a note expressing appreciation for the hard work of its employees. The company stated that it was thrilled that it reached $10 billion in sales, claiming that the multiple Sephora records were shattered and it couldn't be reached without the dedication and efforts of all employees. However, whilst the company's intentions may have been to say thank you, many staff insisted that the move was underwhelming. 10 billion and they gave us stale cookies. Wrote one unnamed staff member. They really don't reward us for the work and mental energy it takes to be a Sephora employee, said another anonymous worker. There's just so much more they could have done and they chose to send stale cookies. Some employees also criticized Sephora for warning employees in the card to not share any information that was provided in it externally. The content of this card is confidential and should be not shared externally as it is a violation of our company policies, read the card. The backlash spilled onto social media platforms with memes and scathing reviews emerging, depicting the cookie gesture as a symbol of tokenism rather than genuine appreciation. The controversy promoted discussions around broader workplace issues, with some employees advocating for unionization as a means to address concerns related to workplace morale and corporate culture. All right, I'm going to read no more. $10 billion. I helped the company get to $10 billion, and all I got was a goddamn cookie.
They sell cookies, that company, don't they?
No, it's hair supplies, fam.
Oh, is it actually hair supplies?
It's nothing to do with cookies, fam. I know Millie's blood.
Yeah, because I was thinking that sounded a bit strange, that amount of money for cookies. But, yeah, Stephen, that's basically, you know what?
Nah, beauty retail, G, nothing to do with cookies, fam.
You got to think, yes. Think about it, Stephen, yeah? Think about this. Just for a second, people, close your eyes and picture this. You're sitting down in a big boardroom, yeah? Big boy table. Everyone's got three-piece suits. And a screen comes on and says, people, round of applause. We just won 10 billion. How do we thank our staff? Why don't we give them cookies? Come on, Stephen, man. Someone somewhere did that for a laugh. Because I don't see how you can give big people cookies, even a little, but even £100 extra in their pay packet, or $100, because I'm thinking it's stateside.
Mark.
I'm not even saying that they have to, though.
No, yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to go. I want to break this down the best way I can.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Well, let's be real, Mark. 10 billion. Even if they all got $1,000 each, they'd complain it was, why didn't we get 10,000? Why didn't we get 20? Mark, I'm going to give it from both angles, yeah? Where do you want to start? From morals or business? Which one you want?
Business.
From a business standpoint,
I am your employer. Yeah. So I pay your wages. I pay your sick pay. I pay your vacation pay. I match your pension contributions, etc. Yeah. You work for me. So that means you're working in the store, blah, 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 blah. But it's my business. So predominantly the buck stops with me, meaning all the responsibility really falls on me. I know you're the front of it. You're the front of house. You might be the face of it, but everything falls upon me. If all the stores are flapping and we're not making any money, so it's a COVID situation again, or it's a recession, credit crunch, whatever, we're making a fraction of what we usually make. We're struggling to pay suppliers, we're struggling to pay this, we're struggling to pay for premises, all of that stuff, Mark. Does that mean that I can then say, guys, we're really struggling, we're at all-time record lows, everyone's going to have to take a 15% pay cut? We can't do that?
No.
Okay, so flip the script. Can't. You hit all-time record highs. Am I then forced to give you a percentage of that? Are you entitled to a percentage of that?
No,
or are you not just doing your job?
You're just doing your job.
Okay. So what's the issue?
Okay.
Hold on. What's the issue, K? And then you want to address that first?
No, go carry on.
Okay. And then from a moral standpoint, of course, these people are the reason why you were able to do such things, hitting their targets, following guidelines, probably upselling people, all of that good stuff. Without them, you wouldn't have hit this 10 billion. So yeah, you could split off a thing. But we all know this. Like, I don't get the uproar. Yeah, I get the cookies with a slap in the face. But when I say I don't get the uproar, none of these organizations employ, no one cares about you. You're a number, you're a statistic, you're a name badge. No one cares about you. So you go in and killing. I saw a thing on TikTok, Mark, in Australia, some McDonald's geezer celebrating 50 years working there. What do you think he's going to get for the 50 years? You think they're going to give him a McDonald's of his own? They'll probably give him a free Big Mac. I remember there was a guy in America again who worked for Burger King. I think it was 14 years or something. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Never been late, never took a day off. Bloody got a bag full of goodies. He got Reese's Pieces. All kind of knick-knack nonsense you'd probably give a youth for Halloween. There was one here, fam. I think he worked for Tesco or M&S. Black guy as well. Same bullshit, fam. They gave him a cake in the break room. None of these companies give a shit. So when you're getting 25 year service, who gives a monkeys, bro?
You know all I'll say to that? Because you're right. You broke that down beautifully. All I'd say to that is this, you know. Bear that in mind when you wake up and you're sick and you got a headache, and bear that in mind, innit? That you're a number. And I know someone will say, but I need the money. If it's at that place where you can't take a day off, it's mad. You definitely have to look at the situation. I want to keep it real. But you have to bear that in mind. You're just a number. Simple. But you're right, though. You're not actually entitled to anything. But then at the same time, mm-hmm. because they've got a team that have reached this landmark, it may have been a nice gesture to do something nice for them. I'm not even saying give them a cash reward, but you can, you know what I mean? There's different, like, I know different companies have like incentives.
Facts.
But just to just not give them nothing and give them a cookie, that's almost like intentional still. I'm going to keep
and then
it.
And then 10, we might even put one, I'll send you the picture. We'll pull it on screen, Mark. Big old 10 billions on the cookie as well, you know.
It's mental.
That's violation, man. I'd rather have nothing. But you hear about that all the time, particularly in America. Like, usually it's that kind of crap, or they get a pizza party. You know, just stupid stuff like I'm a kid. I'd rather have nothing, you know.
Yeah, it's true, because it's almost like you got to think, who do you give sweets to? Who do you give cakes to and stuff? That's like children's parties, and you don't give that to adults. But like you said, man, you broke it down.
Mark, and you're talking about inflation's crazy, and come on, man.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Oh, inflation's crazy and all of that. You're giving man cookies.
They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, man.
You need to get hit with a brick wrapped with a corned beef can, man. That's what you need.
Facts. But people, it's the Express Truth Show.
Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Unfiltered. Stephen, what are you saying, man?
Yo, it's unfiltered, unbiased, and unapologetic, man. Tell your girlfriend I said hello. I shall see your baby mother when I see her. Tell her if you leave the light on, and we gone.
That's it, people. Hit the like button, share button, subscribe button. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
And that's it, people. We out of here, man.
Hi, guys. We get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, you know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do and you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you're ready for road, man. 100% satin do-rags. Click the link in the bio.